This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball season, and the season's been long for Oriole fans right now as they sit at 12-18, but they did take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Let's get back to the people. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. Chris, thanks for holding. What's on your mind here on this Friday?
Gentlemen, happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Yeah, man.
Always a good show. I like Ryan's perspective, and I like the show in general. I just wanted to make a point. Everyone is like so, I call it the football fan mentality. It's not a 17-game season. It's a $162, God willing, more. But I'm thinking that what's going on now, there's so many injuries, specifically to the pitching staff, that to the pitchers, you know, they're the batters, a lot of them young, to the majors, they're trying to compensate, and it seems like they're getting underneath the ball because they're torquing the bats. And I just think we need to calm down and let the season play out. In my opinion, I'm not a baseball guy. Ryan could speak to this as well. But I think we should have got a stud starter pitcher. We should have got a stud, but that's me. I think we need to calm down and let it play out.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. And look, to the woes of the offense, one stat in particular goes back, Ryan, to the second half of last year, runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
Even the win the other night against the Yankees, the Orioles were, what, 1-for-10?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has been a problem going back to the summer of last year.
Yeah, I mean, look, the two things, well, there's three aspects of the game. Defense for me is like, that has to be a standard. You have to play good defense every single game. That's standard. However, the other two components that are just as important in my mind, you got to pitch, keep yourself in games, and you have to situationally be good at the dish. Runners in scoring position, manufacturing runs, whatever it may be. And guess what? The Orioles were really good at that in 2023. And the starting rotation, yes, Kyle Brash and Grayson Rodriguez in 2023, they got going, right, Bob?
But second half, they were incredible.
But as a staff, that wasn't a strength of the team then, but they were really good defensively. They made the big hits when they had to, and that's a big reason why they were able to win so many games and develop that kind of, hey, any scenario that we're falling behind, we know we can get out of.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Cherry Hill. It's Mike. Mike, what's happening? Thanks for holding. Happy Friday.
Good afternoon. There's a gentleman on the Orioles who he came off the bench, and I think he had 2 home runs in the same game. I would love to see him get Mountcastle time at the plate because the majority of the time he hits the ball hard. Also, when, like you say, the Orioles will score early, but then don't score any more runs the rest of the game. Still, because they strike out so many times, I watched the Orioles there strike out 10 times a game, whatever. Sometimes lay down bunts when there's a man on first and second or whatever. I watched the way they have runners on first, second, no outs. They won't lay up, manufacture a run. Even if the score is nothing to nothing or whatever, if you can be the first one to score, you know, it'll give you a little jolt and everything, and hopefully that you'll play better. Lastly, Gunnar Henderson on shortstop, I guess because he's the name of the team. I watch with pop-ups in left field, short left field, he'll call the left fielder off to catch him. He'll do the same thing in center field. I watch him, I don't know, it just seems as though that he's trying to bolster his defense because I guess how many errors that he had last year. But he needs to let the – and that's the reason that Mateo got hurt, because it was a ball that Mateo should have caught that he tried to take over. But, that's it, I guess.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. He's saying the Gunner's trying to Kelly leak it.
Just, yeah.
Take care of everything himself. And look, his defense, given the skill set, which is through the roof, has not been as reliable as you would like it to be.
Yeah,
tends to go for the spectacular than the simple. Right?
Well, and I'll tell you this. When he does make a spectacular play, the reason why he does is because he's not thinking about it. It's just the natural instinct. You make a play, and when you don't have to think, the natural talents come about. It's where he's had to be a little bit more strategical at times, or know your footwork, maybe plant your foot where you're going with the baseball, those types of things. You see those errors kind of happen where he speeds himself up. One thing I wanted to just point out, though, with Gunnar going to get fly balls or anything in the infield, the shortstop has say over everybody else in the infield. So if he calls it or he goes for it, that's on the shortstop. It's his ball. Now for the outfield, Gunnar is supposed to go and get the ball, and it's supposed to be his ball until the guy in the outfield calls him off. So whether that's Gunnar being too aggressive and they're not saying it loud enough, or those outfielders got to say, hey, get out of the way. I got it, Gunnar. You know, beat it, right? That I just want to throw that out there. And for the hitter side, at the end of the day, baseball is simple in the fact of I don't care how you do it, you got to get it done. The Orioles have talented players. I think the two home run player you were speaking of was either O'Hearn or I was going to say Laureano, one of the two of those guys. If it's O'Hearn playing first base, if he keeps swinging the bat, he's going to continue to get his opportunities.
Yeah, well, Laureano was in because Kerstad got hurt, but last week in Detroit, O'Hearn was raking, and I believe, Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was first game of the doubleheader. Hyder yanked him and pitch hit Mounty in a spot that, you know, did not go well.
Right. And I mean, for Mounty, though, the biggest thing for him, we talked about the mental side, everything that's going on with Mounty when he struggled is 100% mental. Because I can tell you, first and foremost, watching him, talent-wise, hit ability, just being able to hit the ball anywhere, no one has as much talent as Ryan Mountcastle swinging the bat. It's 100% mental with him.
Ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken here every Friday here on 105.7 The Fan from noon to 2. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, we're with you as well. We'll come back. American League East report. Got more phone calls. Bob Nightingale. We're going to hear from a Hall of Famer. Then we got a fun house that Inside Access takes over. And then it is Baltimore Baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. Tim Barbalay's Jim Hunter live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. May the, what's it called? The 4th be with you?
May the 4th.
Oh, that's tomorrow, right?
Oh, that's Sunday.
Huh. Well, may the 4th be with you, mofo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
Ripping it with Ryan here on this Friday. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Orioles back on the diamond tonight after a scheduled off day, taking on the Kansas City Royals. But last night within the division, the Royals were on the diamond themselves, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays, Orioles' foes within the East, and a guy that's coming to town running hot in a good way, stayed hot last night.
Junior hits it well, deep into the right field corner. Meisner turns,
yes!
Gone for a two-run home run.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. That's beautiful.
Oh, wow. FanDuel Sportsnet, is that, who the hell's the, is that Rex Hudler? Is that the HUD man?
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be right there.
Bobby Witt, two-run jack, extends the hitting streak to 22 games. Kansas City handles their business with relative ease against Tampa 8-2. And Ryan Ripken sweep that three-game series.
How about that? I mean, look, I guess Tampa Bay playing at Steinbrenner Field down there isn't a home field advantage. Right. Four games under down there, but I mean, look, Kansas City, this is a team that people projected to win the Central or make a run in the American League. They're starting to put some pieces together after kind of a slow start to the year.
Well, Toronto was like, all right, this is the year that the Blue Jays get it all together, and then they struggle for a bit. Then the Red Sox come to town, and after getting hammered in the opener, Toronto bounced back and bounced back in a big way, and their $500 million guy was the hero yesterday.
Swing and a deep drive. Left field. Turning back left sider. It's out of here! A line drive smash from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And the Blue Jays jump in front 4-2.
Three-run jack from Vlad Jr. That was the final score. Blue Jays radio on the call. Darton Varsho also went deep for Toronto last night, Ryan, as they take 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox and quietly creep into third place in the division here in May.
I mean, that was a big time series for the Jays. And also, I know that they've been saying that they've been lacking power. Santander had a big moment earlier in the series. And then Vlad Guerrero, they were worrying about his pop. Well, Bob, guess what? Vlad Jr.'s got 3 jacks in the last 6 games, so he's definitely starting to put it together. He is truly one of the best hitters in baseball.
What's going on with Bo Bichette, though?
Oh, man. You know what? That is one guy I can't figure out. Super talented, a guy that can definitely win a batting title, but it just seems like the last year and a half, something just doesn't seem to be clicking right with him.
I mean, he needs to grow his hair back or something.
That might be
like
it.
That.
Superstitious.
Tonight in the division, Rays at the Yankees, Guardians are at Toronto, and the Twins at Boston. Standings in the American League East are as such as we sit here on this Featured Artist Friday. Yankees 18-13, 2 games up on Boston. Toronto's 3 back, Tampa's 4, Orioles bringing up the rear. 5.5 off the pace. Detroit, 1.5 on Cleveland. In the Central, KC, 3 back, winners of 9 of 10 and 3 in a row. Kansas City, Seattle, 2 games up, winners of 4 straight, as Nolan pointed out during buy or sell. Houston and the A's, yes, the A's, 2 games over .500. They're 2 back. Texas is three out. Angels have lost six straight. They're at the back end of the standings and without Mike Trout yet again.
Yeah, what, knee soreness now and being bone put on the bruise, bone bruise. Man, we talked about it during the week. You know, it's just always something with Mike Trout. And it's always that, like, what could have been? You know, I look back when I was younger, Ken Griffey Jr., I thought it would have been the guy that would have broken the home run record, would have gone down as being the greatest. And he still was one of the greats. Mike Trout is going to go down as being one of the great greats, but I thought that he had a chance to be one of the greatest we have ever seen.
And like Jr., Mike Trout looks like it might be World Series-less, too. Ken Griffey Jr. never played in the Fall Classic.
Well, then you just wonder here. He comes back, and maybe the Angels finally trade him to a contender. Who knows?
All right, National League Mets. They're 3.5 up on the Phillies here in the East of the National League. Braves, they are 5 off the pace. Nats, and then the Marlins bringing up the rear. Cubbies, 2 games up on the Reds in the Central. And in the NL West, Dodgers now back in front. Winners of 5 in a row. 1.5 on San Diego. Giants, 2 back. Arizona, as Ryan mentioned earlier, 17-14. Corbin Burns got his first win a couple of days ago. And then the Rockies, 6-25. Yeah. Out by 15 games.
Hey, but you know what? They almost have a winning streak, according to Bob Haney. Well, according to Ryan,
well, they've had plenty of losing streaks.
Well, they have, but they've won 2 in a row to get to 6-25 here. But you want to talk about problems? It's Colorado. Not a lot of depth in the minor leagues. A team that's already out of the race before it began. But they do have a beautiful ballpark out there, Coors Field.
All right, American League East report. Now, earlier in the week, Ryan Ripken, you spoke to a Baseball Hall of Famer about many subjects, and let our audience know what's coming their way.
Yeah, so right here, I got a chance to talk to Hall of Fame pitcher and baseball analyst John Smoltz, and I think Smoltzy is one of the best baseball minds, and the theme today was a lot about the mental side and how you necessarily talk to yourself can be a big reason why if you have success or you have some failure. So Nolan, if you're ready, play that clip.
What happens in sports, and I do this in golf now all the time, I'll tell my caddy, don't ever tell me, do not tell me where not to hit it, because your brain doesn't conceivably understand. If you say don't hit it left, your brain thinks about left. So everything that I did from that point on was a positive command on the mound, and I would work off of those mental strengths, because I was always mentally tougher than anybody in my age group. But then when you get in that slump, you figure like, what's going on? And then you start working the word don't hang a slider. Well, you're going to hang a slider. I tell my catchers, if you want the ball down, tell me bury it down.
So right there, and that full interview is going to be out on the Ryan Ripken Show on YouTube on Sunday night. But Smoltzy, and I've mentioned this so many times before, there are a lot of talented players that make it to the major leagues, but not all are of the same talent. The mental side is what's going to separate you. And if you go look at John Smoltz in the minor league, his numbers, Bob, and he even talked about it in this interview, his numbers aren't that good in the minor leagues. He said until he got traded to Atlanta, where he finally had a different perspective of not only himself, but what he needed to do, it helped him get out of trouble. It helped him get out of situations. And how you tell yourself to do something is a big indicator of how you can go and have success. I can agree with that. If I told myself, man, don't miss this pitch, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and typically you do the thing you tell yourself not to do. So I just thought that was a fascinating conversation, and there's so much more of that coming on Sunday. But John Smoltz got to where he was for a reason, and a big part of it was how he approached the game.
Yeah, traded from Detroit to Atlanta for Doyle Alexander, former Oriole.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexander did help them win the pennant in 87, but we all know how the Smoltz story ended, too.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, also talk about a guy that went from pitching a starter to going to breaking a record for saves. And we talked about trying to be a bullpen pitcher to a starter. He talked about the emotions, but then he talked about how to lock in. So any baseball fan out there or want to learn some things that could help even the younger generation, John's got a lot of great advice for those that are trying to learn.
If you're on the phones, we'll get you in a couple of minutes. But coming up next, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Orioles taking on the Royals. Get Bob's thoughts on the first month plus of this Major League season. We're ripping it with Ryan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken. Featured artist Friday, it's Elton John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
From the USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the show future Hall of Famer, Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening?
Doing great. How you doing, Bob?
I'm all right, man. Appreciate the time, Bob, as always. Through the first month plus, as we're now to the second day of May, most disappointing team in baseball and maybe the biggest positive surprise so far?
Well, it's got to be the Orioles for biggest disappointment. I mean, you know, this team, the window's wide open. You expect them to, be a World Series contender, and then, falling flat in their face with their pitching problems. Biggest surprise could be Oakland or the A's of Sacramento.
Right.
Two games above 500, tied for the fourth best record in baseball, in the American League. And, the playoffs, if the season ended right now, they'd be in the playoffs.
Now, elaborating on the Orioles and their disappointing start, and we talked to you, Bob, before the season, began, and you're like, they didn't do enough in the offseason, and, the injuries have certainly been a problem, but, throughout the grapevine, what's the consensus as to what Mike Elias didn't do? What could he have done that he didn't do to bolster the team?
Well, just spending money and get a big-time pitcher, whether it was bringing Corbin Burns back, instead of just offering 4 years, would 5 years have done it? Six certainly would have. Going after a Max Fried, being more aggressive in trading for a guy like Garrett Crochet. So there are definitely enough pitchers out there. I mean, even you look at Quintana of the Brewers. They didn't sign him until late spring training. And now the guy's 4-0 with a sub-2 ERA. So, there were pitchers out there they just didn't get.
Yeah, and you're bringing up, Bob, the, whether it was acquiring in free agency, acquiring via trade, the Orioles made their decisions, and they have to kind of live with the situation. But I got to talk to Dan Duquette, Bob, the other day, and maybe you can enlighten everyone out there. And typically we don't see moves early, even from teams that are struggling. And especially there's a lot of pitch-needy teams out there. When do you think we're going to start seeing a little bit of an uptick of some teams maybe being a little bit more aggressive to make a move?
Yeah, it takes a while, Ryan. I mean, the you know, usually doesn't happen until early July. Mm-hmm. People hang on to guys. I mean, there'd be once, you know, the Marlins ace, you know, Sandy Alcantara, but he hasn't pitched well. So they got to have him pitching well before they consider moving him. And, you know, everybody needs that bullpen help. But it takes a while. I mean, last year kind of jumped out when the Padres got Luis Arraez, the Marlins got him early in, you know, first week of May. But usually, you know, everybody kind of holds on. Nobody wants to surrender, you know, in mid-May. So usually it doesn't happen until early July at the earliest.
I'm glad you said that, because when I keep saying it, people look at me crazy. And because I know a lot of people in general are trying to, when I say people in general, teams, you know, they could take them a while to get going. You know, let's just say go back to 2019, since we're in the region. The Washington Nationals were 19-31 and then ended up winning the World Series. And the Mets obviously were floundering and go on a run to the NLCS last year. For maybe a team that's off to a slow start, Bob, then, who's the team that you still have confidence in that they're going to maybe pick it up here as we progress through the year?
Well, certainly Atlanta. They started up 0-7, and if they had won their day, we'd been back to 500. So, you know, still a very good team despite their injuries. You know, Strider being out, they should get Acuna back sometime in May. You know, they had the PD suspension of Profar. So a lot of things have gone wrong, but yeah, I still expect them to bounce back. Remember, a year ago at this time, people talk about the Houston Astros. Are they going to sell? You know, they're you know, their window's over. Yeah, they are. They win the division again. So yeah, it's too early. It's 1 month. It jumps out because it's the first month of the season. But a you know, especially with the, you know, six teams making a wild card. I mean, making the playoffs. It's just too early to give up on a lot of these teams. You know, unless you're the White Sox or Rockies or Pirates.
Yeah, unless you are the Rockies. Tough sledding for Colorado. Maybe then, since we're kind of moving into the year, and I am just curious, and I know I don't like to play the what-if game, and you mentioned Sandy Alcantara. Is there any player that you're eyeing that you think will get buzz as the season goes on? Like Sandy right now, he's struggling, so his value is down. Is there one player in particular that you think teams are going to try to eye in on that we might not be talking about?
Well, I'm sure teams are looking at the Padres and hoping the Padres will slow down a little bit, because then they can jump on a Dylan Cease or jump on a Michael King. Both guys were available during the offseason, and they didn't, you know, they didn't move them. They never got the package they wanted. Suarez, I think he's still got his, you know, zero ERA, Robert Suarez, and the Padres dangled him, didn't get a single offer for him. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, nothing jumps out. I mean, the Rockies don't have, you know, that stud guy, Marquez or Santella, you know, that people are going to give a lot for. Maybe the one guy, I guess, maybe is Lopez of Minnesota. Very good pitcher. The Twins look like they're going nowhere. So he may be the guy that people, you know, give some good trade offers for. So I'd probably go him number one.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here on this Friday. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, as we talk about, Bob, potential trade targets moving into the trade deadline. People around here want to see Brandon Hyde fired yesterday. But he's not going to get fired, I don't think. But who, you mentioned the Twins, Rockies. Who are some managers, Bob, that could be on that percolating hot seat here in the next couple of weeks, months?
Yeah, I don't believe Brandon Hyde is in any trouble. I mean, it's not his fault they didn't get any pitching. You know, he's not going
to, you
know, whip out his own personal checkbook. He's taking a different pitcher. So, no, I mean, he's fine. Yeah, I would think still more toward the end of the year. You know, is this Buddy Black's last year in Colorado? Probably. Yeah, let him step away on his own. You know, Brian Snicker, probably going to leave, you know, same thing on his own. Bruce Bochy. You know, if he leaves, it probably, you know, on his own as well. So, you know, three guys right there. I think, you know, the one guy probably under a lot of pressure to win is in Philadelphia with Rob Thompson. I think they have to get to the World Series or, you know, game 7 of the NLCS to kind of save his job. I think there's just a lot of expectations there. They've been good teams, but they used to never, got that World Series ring. And the owner, John Middleton, very aggressive guy. So I would think the big teams, he would be on the chopping block at if they don't, go deep in October. And if they don't make the playoffs, I would think Schneider of Toronto would be let go as well.
John Schneider, not to be confused with Bo or Luke Duke, whichever one he was in Dukes of Hazzard way back when. He's Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, always great to talk to you. Enjoy your baseball weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
There he is, Bob Nightingale, everybody. Future Hall of Famer. I've been telling you for 20 years since I've been talking to him, you're going to be watching the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies one day, and he's going to get in Ford Frick. I believe that's Ford Frick, right? Ford Frick style. Isn't he the media guy?
I think so. Yeah, now I'm second-guessing myself.
Exactly, but he's getting in one way or another. Trippy Levin, hang tight. Theta Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Orioles Royals. Talking about it here on The Fan. That's coming your way as well. But let's get out to the phones real quick, and we'll go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, Bob. What's up, Ryan and Bob?
Hey, man. I don't want to hear anything about pepper spray on Monday, by the way, if you know where I'm coming from.
Pepper spray. What's that pepper spray? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's your boy Rashawn and Justin. You guys getting yourselves in there it's a Hallmark movie.
I might slide down there today, man. You know, I'll be getting off. By the time I wake up, it'll probably be like 7 o'clock, but I'm going to try and make it down there, though. But, hey, Bob, you think I can talk? Like, you think I can get some minutes, like, as long as y'all have me on hold? Like, no, what you
yeah, we be hey at 2 o'clock you can talk for as long as you want. You'll be talking to yourself because we're out of here.
I know, but like I still got faith in the Orioles, but I was just looking at the standings, man. Like, it's going to take a miracle. But I got a question for Ryan, right? So, say if the Orioles still in this slump going into like the trade deadline, do you think we should just trade some of these pieces and try to just build for next year? Because, I mean, I understand fans mad at the pitching, but, I mean, I feel like even we had good pitching, I feel like the offense still sucks. You feel me? Like it's giving me vibes from the playoff games last year. But don't get me wrong. If the Orioles can come out and beat the Royals, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't saying they got to put up a lot of runs, but you feel me? Just show, like, winning baseball compared to that playoff, you know, them two games that we lost last year. I think we could do something, though, but... I mean, I still got faith, though. I mean,
I'm with you, Trippy. I mean, look, it's I'm the more optimist in this studio here, especially,
I'm not sticking a fork in the Orioles. I'm just looking at 100-plus game sample size of below 500 baseball.
Well, this is the point right here. We're talking about with May. After the Kansas City Royals come through Baltimore – the Orioles have four series that they should be favored to win, in my opinion. You got the Twins, the Angels, Twins again, the Nationals. You have 15 games for the first, next 2.5 weeks, whatever it is. If you beat the Royals in this series, who's to say that if you win the next 3-4 series, the Orioles are going to have a chance to climb at 500 or above 500, depending on how the games go. Now, the offensive side of it, that is going to be the biggest thing, Trippy. I'm with you. I think, though, if the Orioles are not in the position to buy at the deadline, then guys like, and I would hate it, but like Cedric Mullins will be a hot candidate for teams that would want him. I don't want him to go, but I think the Orioles would have to entertain if they are no longer in the hunt.
All right, let's get Levin in here. Levin, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Thank you, Bob. How you doing, Ryan? Hey, listen, real quick. The issue that I have with the pitching sometimes is I watch a lot of our guys give up 0-2 strikes, 0-2 hits. They're up two strikes, and then they throw something soft over the plate all the time, and it gets smashed. I'm more like if you're up 0-2, you have to come inside hard and inside up and in, change their eyesight, and then work them that way. But I've seen too many hits, especially in high-leverage situations where they're up 0-2 and they're giving up base hits, home runs, extra base hits off of sliders, hanging, fork balls or whatever they're throwing, and instead of being aggressive and up in the strike zone. And just the other day, with Judge was up, Povich threw him a fastball up and in for a strike, and Judge flinched. I've never seen him flinch. Then the next pitch was a slider right over the plate, and he hit it, what, 450 feet. So they have to set him up. They have to set him up. Offensively, I think our righties have to start working the backside of the field, and I think they'll come out there slump as far as hitting the lefties.
All right, 11th, great call. Thank you very much. Hey, look, I think Charlie Morton, especially in his early struggles, he couldn't finish. I mean, on the rare occasion, he was actually ahead in the count, by the way. He'd be ahead, and then all of a sudden things would go haywire. But, you know, that offense, they're going to have to rely on them to maybe carry things. I guess that's why they had team meetings about that very subject just 3 days ago.
Yeah, I mean, the offense was supposed to be a strength of this team, so you want that. Beloved, I got to give you some props right there, because when you mentioned the Aaron Judge count, I watched that specifically. Heater in. And Judge, there's not really a weakness in his game, so I want to start with that. But Judge is a big dude. He wants to get his arms extended. Young pitchers need to be comfortable throwing inside. And Cade Povich has a very deceptive fastball. And if you can throw inside, it can set up everything else. But when you go away from that, then it allows people to get comfortable. Sagano the other night, by the way, when he got Judge on the strikeout, he threw a splitter down and in, and Judge is thinking he's going to throw that again. Well, that's when you go across to the other side of the plate, and now you have Judge thinking which way the ball is going. That's how you keep hitters off balance. So I love that. Levins, you're watching ball, but I'm with you. If the Orioles can stay on the baseball a little bit more, use the big part of the field, and the guys can work inside, they can turn it around. But that's a lot of things that they still got to put together.
Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people here on this Featured Artist Friday?
No, but people have spoken on the Funhouse.
Let's go.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First text here from Randy says, who is this team's true cleanup hitter right now? I see that as a big issue for the team. Surely not Tyler O'Neill, whether he's healthy or injured.
It's a good question.
Is he in Toronto right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we know it's a revolving door for a cleanup spot overall, right? I mean, it's fair to say. I mean, who would you like to see, Bob?
Tonight, it better be Mountcastle hitting 5+ with 3 bombs against Waka. Cedric Mullins wears him out too, by the way.
I would, for Mountie personally, I would keep him where, I forget where he was.
I mean, if you're going with nerd stats.
If you're going to go with nerd stats, I get it. But in my opinion, I want to go with guys that are feeling comfortable consistently. I like Ryan O'Hearn in general. I like Cedric leading off, and I like Gunnar hitting third. That's what I like personally, and I'd like to keep Mountie. I'm glad he's feeling good, but I want to see him later on there. But it feels like Ryan O'Hearn might be the designated
guy. Guncho 1-for-14 lifetime against Waka.
Moving over to Chris here, says, baseball isn't hockey or football or any other sport. One bad month shouldn't get you fired, but I agree it seems Hyde's message may be getting old, not seeing enough improvement on fundamentals of the game.
I mean, the fundamentals haven't been good. And we talked about defensively. When the Orioles have lost, they've lost pretty ugly. And if you go back to games where they've lost closely, maybe I need to do that more in the future, Bob. There's a couple plays that you might think, oh, well, they didn't turn a double play here, or they were a little bit out of position. Well, those plays that they make them could be a difference. So I'm with you. The fundamentals need to be better. But having said that, the runners in scoring position out there, the pitching not going deeper into games, only so much that Brandon Hyde can control.
Last one here from Paul says, I know people are saying the coach is on the hot seat or manager with Brandon Hyde, but I would ask, when has the pitching been this bad? I can't remember it ever being this bad, at least for a competitive team. And the manager doesn't hire the pitching. Full blame goes to the GM.
You know, Elias has to wear it because of some other moves that they could have had. But when I talked to Dan Tuchet, and he said it this way, if you have a plan, you got to see it through, whether it's right or wrong. And the plan so far for the Orioles has not gone according to it. Grayson's on the shelf. Eflin's on the shelf. Those are two guys that you could count on in your rotation that could give you wins. And this 12-18 record might look significantly different.
And real quick, Nolan, weren't you team Pivetta in the offseason?
Very much so.
Yeah, he's not doing all that great, is he?
No, what are
you talking about?
I was ready to jump down your throat.
Tongue firmly in cheek there, Nolan McGraw. That's going to do it for us. Ribbon It with Ryan. We do it every Friday from noon to 2 here on 105.7 The Fan. Inside Access live from Pickles Pub. Getting you ready for the Orioles and Royals game one of a three-game set. They're giving stuff away. I'm sure it's going to be crowded down there. BBT brought to you by Jerry's Home Services with Tim Barbalace and Jim Hunter starts at 6 o'clock. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, Ryan Ripken, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.